lift you up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. It's amazing how we understand the importance of praise. Yet, in many instances, it kind of sticks to us and we don't want to let it all hang out when it comes to praise and worshiping a mighty God. I was thinking about a few of the things that we've been talking about last few weeks, and one in particular, that God has saved us to give him praise. Amen, lights. Amen. He saved us. In fact, he chose you. Chose your story. He chose all of the challenges that you've encountered along the way in order that he might get some praise. Amen, lights. That's where the hallelujah comes in. That's where the I lift you up comes in. That's why we dance. That's why we give God glory and honor, especially in his house. We've been talking about traction these last few weeks, months almost now, because we're understanding the importance of our having some traction in our faith in order that it might be attractive to others, as well as a sweet-smelling fragrance in the nostril of God. How many of you understand that God has paid a dear, dear price for us all? And he's done it in spite of us. It's nothing that you've done to deserve this position in this world. But it's by his grace and by his mercy. So when I think about those that have been chosen, I think about if they are still frozen. Are we the chosen frozen? Are we the ones that God has called out to set an example in the world that he is worthy to be praised? Keith, I like how y'all were handling that song a few minutes ago. And if you don't mind, I hope you can just kind of plug right back there about lifting God up in praise and seeing as if this could be a match.
Come on, church, say, I lift you up. I lift you up.
In this place.
Every day.
To the praise and glory of God.
I lift you up. I lift you up.
Hallelujah.
Every day.
Every day. Not just on
Sunday. I'll lift you up.
But even rainy.
Every day.
Every day. Every day.
I'll lift you up.
Of your hallelujah.
Every day.
And your praise.
Hallelujah.
There you go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every day.
Every day. Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Monday.
Tuesday, every day.
Thursday. Friday. Saturday.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every day.
Every day. Give him some praise today.
Hallelujah.
Y'all. Let him know you're in the house today, y'all.
Every day.
Every day.
Give you praise.
Every day. He's worthy of the praise.
Every day.
Hallelujah.
I give you up.
Hallelujah. I see some of y'all throwing.
Every
out
day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll bless your name.
He's all right, y'all.
Every day
feels good like that too.
I magnify you.
There you go, there you go. Magnify
every day.
He's bigger than any situation you are in.
I magnify you.
Yeah.
Every day.
Magnify him. And see, don't your problems just drift away. He's bigger. Give him a hand clap of praise if you don't mind. Give him a hand clap of praise if you don't mind. Wow, he won't mind. He won't mind. Wow. Wow. God is good, church. All the time and all the time, our God is good. How many of you are witness to the goodness of God? Amen. That's it. It's just as simple as that. When I think about the good things that God has done, I can give him some praise. I can give him some glory. I can give him some honor. I can just let go and let God and experience the abundant life that he has for us. He's made it available to us, y'all, and we ought to be glad about it. I'm going to go ahead and get started, try to finish this thing up by 2 o'clock today, but I hear you talking right about now. Then I'll see you walking. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But I want to talk to us this morning again in the same light of Scripture. That thing is so full of messages to us that I'm just so glad that he parked us here for a little while. Well, parked us here, yeah. And yeah, Ephesians chapter 1. And I saw something the other day to go with the chosen, because I really think he chose us based on the life story he saw our past. Our present, our future was seen by God before the foundation of the world. Our past, our present, our future was seen. And for him, it unfolded a history. In him, it unfolded a testimony to the goodness of God toward us. Y'all stay with me, because I'm tracking somewhere. I believe the ultimate is that when we see these kinds of things, it will produce praise. God saw your past. He knew what you was going to go through. He knows what you're going through right now. He knows what's going on tomorrow. He put it all together in a package that's going to produce praise. Y'all don't hear that, do you? Yeah, you can praise even in your heartaches. You can praise even in your sufferings. You can praise even in your ups and your down. Because you was created for praise. Chosen. Next word is adoption. God decided, listen at the words, New Living Translation. God decided in advance. This is verse 5. God decided, did y'all hear that word? In advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. So, here it is, verse 6. So we praise God. So we praise God. We praise God for choosing us. We praise God for adopting us in advance of my history. Before I even got started, he said, he chose me. And he said, I'm going to use that life, Sandra, to produce some praise. Is God getting the praise out of you at this particular time in your life? Can he get some praise? We praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear son. Wow. He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his son and forgave our sins. See, this ought to be a praise season in Lent, where we're reflecting on, in spite of me, God, you showed your beloved toward me. Ooh, in spite of me. Can y'all look and see some in spites in your own personal lives? Thank you, Urshas. You may be seated, y'all. Give the Urshas a hand clap of praise. They act like they want to make sure this word gets out. We want you to see how through adoption, God chose you and I to be a part of his family. I need you to see the ultimate plan in all of this, that God laid something out so beautiful, it was a platform that all the world, whosoever will, could come into his house, gather in his name, and worship him. That ought to be a song, huh? A decision for us to receive us, and it was made in advance. In other words, it was made beforehand. And it was a trusted decision. He trusted deeply in us when he made his decision. Is that going deep? He trusted deep because he didn't want it to be on the surface, but he trusted deep that it would be so rooted in us that it would get out of it what it was proposed to do. He trusted his decision to send you the route that he sent you, or to accept you regardless of the route that you went to or that you went through. He said, I'm going to set something up here. He said, I'm going to create a path to whereas you're going to freely accept me, and I'm going to freely give to you. All mapped out. Your life, my life, those kids' life, it's all mapped out. And it gets all of its power, all of its understanding through Jesus Christ. I like to say through Jesus Christ, but I can see that as through the obedience of Jesus Christ. That's the through way. That's the thorough way, if you would. That's the way through. So when I come through the portals of Christ, I'm able to now understand and get traction in the grace that I've received in the midst of that, and it alone will produce praise. Many of you are living the blessed life right now. So God kept his end of the deal. So now I believe praise ought to be produced. Hello, lights. If he's blessed you, y'all know how a song has blessed you in the past, and every time you hear it now, it seems to bless you, and all of a sudden you get giddy and excited and as happy as you were when you first received it. Begin to reflect on some of the goodness even in that song, and all of a sudden you got your own praise dance going on all by yourself. Hey, man, we can get with the program, can't we? When we, I'm an earth, wind, and fire kind of person, and so I used to listen to the elements. And I'm just straight up with you. When the elements came on and some songs that I liked came on, I'm in it. I'm singing like a songbird. Reasons. That thing used to tear me up. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I can go on, but that's going to take me a little longer off the path. When I sing now in the house of God, there's something even greater than that song, and it even puts that song in perspective for me, because I can view it through but by the grace of God.
but by God, who valued me enough that he chose me and he adopted me into his family. Look at the scripture. It says, you are holy and blameless. And just go up and you'll see a little bit more about how he looked at you, how he sees you right now. That you're worthy to be fit to be in his family through Jesus Christ. Wife and I was talking about natural family the other day, and she said that the person said, my mother is the spawn of hell. That's what she referred her situation to. She had a mother who was spawned by the devil himself. Her mother, I wanted to say, well, what does that say about you? When the fruit don't fall far be from the tree. Then I thought of it from the perspective of Christianity, and I said, what about us in the light of being born in sin and shaped in iniquities of this world? What about us? And I saw all of us in a condition, as sweet as my mother was. Mama had some faults. As good as I am, I got some faults. As good as you are, you got some spot. You got some sin, iniquity, spawned in you. And God says, you know, I got a decision to make. I'm going to choose you. I'm going to choose you. I'm going to choose you. I'm going to place y'all into my family through Jesus Christ. Amen. Biological families don't necessarily have to define you anymore. But God has chosen you. He's adopted you. He's put you in a situation to where you can receive freedom through his son and forgiveness of your sins. Wow. This is good preaching, y'all, so I need you to stay with me. Adoption. Adoption is one of several family-related terms that are used to describe the process of saving us from our mess up. It not only saves us, y'all, it gives us ability. It gives us benefits. And it not only give you benefits, but it gives you responsibility as well. In this case, adoption is the act of leaving one's natural family, and I hope you heard it. Leaving one's natural family and entering into the privileges and the responsibilities in another. It's a legal term that is used to transfer responsibilities, benefits, all of those things that one might need to have in order to be considered as a part of another family. Adoption does that for you. God is a father who graciously adopts believers in Christ into the spiritual family and grants us all the privilege of heirship. Now, what did you just say, preacher? I'll say it again. God is a father. How many of you believe God is a father today? Who graciously giving me something that I don't deserve. I didn't earn it. Graciously adopts believers in Christ. Don't miss that. Into the spiritual family and grants every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Look in that scripture, y'all see, I ain't fooling you. I ain't fooling you. He's done that for you. He is a father. He is our father. He is Abba Father, who graciously adopts believers in Christ into his spiritual family. And then he grants them all privileges to the kingdom. Did y'all mama take y'all keys away from y'all when y'all moved out? I was fortunate enough to keep mine. But I had to come to the house through her rules. God gave us keys into his household of blessings. Y'all need to own some of this today. If you believe it, it's all right to say, oh, thank you, Jesus. Producing praise. When I hear something about my old ugly self. But God. It ought to produce a praise. I wonder if I got a witness in the house today. The Ephesian scripture that I read for you this morning is a full scope of God's work of salvations, past, present, and future. And we are viewing it through adoption. Because this idea of adoption into this new citizenship is not the result of any merit on the part of the believer, but it is the outworking of God's love. I'm pulling some more together, y'all, because you see, we've been talking about the beloved, and we talked about the what's love got to do with it, and we talked about the kind of love. We talked about it from a divine perspective, and divine comes from God. Not a worldly view, because you know a worldly view can get careless and miss folks that are less fortunate than us. But the divine kind of love looks beyond faults and see needs, and it allows us to get to a sense of who this God is. What is this amazing love of all about? Whew. helps me in my faith journey because it charters me on a course where we can work as a family to accomplish new challenges and create lasting memories and give us some thought-provoking ideas that produce what? Praise to God. You got to have a reason to praise God. Quick one. Woke me up this morning. Another quick one. Started me on my way. Got me up in spite of us. I wasn't feeling it. But now I've come past that. Anybody felt like that this morning? This morning I was busted. You know, my wife pulling me today. But I thought about the many good things of God. And it put running in my feet and clapping in my hands. And here we are today, giving God glory. You know, now that's hard. That's hard when you're still frozen, but it's helpful to understand it through the traction of grace. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, oh, where would I be? That ought to be a song somewhere in our history. Listen, y'all, God has given us a healthy home where endless adventures with him can reign, and we can tell the stories of how thankful we are and show ourselves as thankful people because we feel so blessed that our sacrifices have changed, our praise and our worship will also show. For us, God allowing me to be, not to say my family was the worst or the best, but it's right about where everybody else's was. And God said, I choose you. God says, as a matter of fact, I'm going to adopt you. You're going to become mine. Somebody getting it now. I'm going to release you from the slavery of sin. And I'm going to assign you to a position in Christ. And you're going to become a free heir of everything that I got. Somebody ought to get excited. I didn't know that. I didn't know I had that kind of relationship with God. Going somewhere with that. Adoption is just simply out of the perspective of this divine love. It's the heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Y'all hearing me today? God the Father, he yearns to offer you this good news that he wants to give you a lifetime of unconditional love. That he wants to he wants this word adoption to blow up in somebody's mind today and become the core of their heartbeat. That it's all about his divine love for you. His unconditional love for you. You don't have to go around proving don't have to, you don't have to be the big cheese. Keep going, preacher. God's writing. He's writing right now all of our stories, and it's in the light of his adoption, and his son is the thread which binds all of this together. What the Lord has done for me on this Via Della Rosa, on this journey of suffering and this journey of sorrow, of this journey that might be sad to some, it produces my hallelujahs. It produces my thank you, Jesus. It produces my praise you, oh God. It does something within, and when I see that you have championed everything that I might have reason to be concerned about. I saw that candidate for the Justice Fisher last week, standing quietly in her calmness to address some really ridiculous questions, but none through the grace of God. God is an awesome picture of perfection to us, and we are a part of the family that can keep us cool, calm, and collective in the midst of all of the hell in this world. Prices going down, going up everywhere, but God can keep me. Voices of so many individuals out there that are making noise about the way things are going, and how contaminated government is and government mindsets are. God is saying, I done put you in another family. You are no longer a citizen if you believe. You can live as a certified member of my house. You've been adopted. That's where hallelujah, thank you, Jesus comes in. See, you got something. It allows you to get a sense of who God is, but the faith adventure where you work it out is something that you must own yourself. And I'm trying to get you in some traction here this morning to let you know that the world no longer owns you, that you are a part of another family. The Jews didn't get it in many instances, because once a person, they understood that once a person become a follower of Jesus Christ, he's in another family. they cut him off. And he had to live. She had to live according to this other family. Family. She had to become a part of this new covenant that's over here. Cut them off on the wheel, y'all. All of that was going on back in the Jewish days. They was having family brawls between this Christianity and this Jewish stuff. They were having some brawls back in the day. Because it was real. Because it is real. We want to share with you today that you've been adopted. You've been, and the beauty of it is that this word adoption for us represents hope and a new beginning for us. We adopted a puppy the other day, y'all. Amen, lights. And y'all know what that's all about. It says you will give. They take you through more challenges for a dog that they have rescued and make sure these are people that love dogs. And they make sure that you are the right fit for this dog. Somebody need to hear me today. They literally, Brother Johnson, choose where this dog is going to go to. It's amazing. It's an amazing thing. So I share that with you to help you see that even families that are doing some adoptions in this day and time, they are scrutinized. They are scrutinized as to whether or not this child, regardless to how much of a heart that this person appears to have, they say, we're going to be the judge for that. I come by to tell you, God looked beyond all of your faults. He saw what you needed, and his divine love, his unconditional love took over and said, I got a room just for you. I got a responsibility, however, that goes along with that. And it's simply, just give me some praise. I never heard that before, huh? Just give me some praise. At the end of the day, when I take you through the high waters and when I take you through the valleys of the shadow of death, just give me some praise. Just say thank you every now and then. Just don't get beside yourself and think, if it had not been for my abilities, if it had not been for all of what I'm doing for myself. But learn to say thank you, God, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, God, for starting me on my way. Thank you, God, for looking beyond my fault. Y'all know y'all done wasted a whole lot of stuff on frivolous living. But the Bible says that God looks beyond that and give you what you need. How many of you got some clothes on your back? How many of you got a recent portion of health and strength this morning? Come on now, somebody need to thaw out up in this bad boy. God, he is good. God, he is an awesome God. His love, this divine love of God, has covered, I don't know about you, but has covered a multitude of sins for me. Have you ever been scared? Oh, somebody say right now. In the midst of all of what's going on, it's enough to scare you out here. But I come by to tell you this morning that if in the house of God, it's like you got a 357 Magnum cocked and loaded. In the house of God, being a part of the family of God, you got everything you need. Through your hardships, through your persecutions. Other day, Deshaun Watson got cleared up on a few of them charges, and the next thing you hear him saying is, thank you, God. Sometimes you just go through stuff. Sometimes you just go through stuff to get some praise produced. I'm closing right now. But this perfect son, this perfect love has granted unto us to not a spirit of fear, but a spirit of sonship. Wow. Spirit of sonship, a spirit of daughtership, however you want to genderize it, you are included. Whoever you are, wherever you are, this family of God is open to grant you a spirit where you can say, Abba, Father. That's a very enduring term. You ought to get to know that term, but it's a spiritual term that requires transformation. Reverend Keys over there saying he done lost his mind. And I'm saying, no, I found my mind. I found my mind. And I'm trying to fix our faith with the right focus, especially in times like these. You cut the TV on, you subject to run up out your house. That media get to pumping that stuff up in your house. You looking for a place to be. Some of y'all are running to Russia because you look like Russia is a little bit more cocked and ready. But I come by to tell you, you that are of the household of faith, you that are believers, you have privilege. And this privilege produces responsibility. You mean to tell me I owe God some praise? It's not that you owe. If you got it, it produces. If you got it, if it's in you, it shall produce. In other words, it's going to be like Jeremiah said, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody. Just can't keep it to myself. I got to run and tell that just like I tell everything else. I got to tell somebody what the Lord has done for me. I got to let somebody know that he's a keeper. Today is a day, y'all. Today is a day that you can be set free in the divine love of God that's in our Christ. That you stand in agape, unconditional love. That's one of them words from last week. That you cannot earn it. But today you can step right into it. This unconditional love. You know, and I don't just take, and listen, y'all, I just don't take for granted the length of membership. Because some folk been in church a long, long time. Amen, like longer than I've been born. Some folk been in the church, but never in the relationship with Christ. Whew. Y'all don't get hung out in there. You can be living in the big house as opposed to being a part of a church. Relationship. Okay? In adoption, that's what that's all about. Relationship. I'm through. I'm through church. I'm through. You didn't get nothing out of that. Relationship. Didn't get nothing out of that. Maybe well, I'll just do it like this. God has enough love for you that he gave his only begotten son, his own stuff. He gave up a child. Whoever believed in him shall not perish, but it have eternal life. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. That's good. He's good like that, y'all. He's good. Don't let nobody tell you otherwise. He's good like that. He's good like that. And all of what happens to you, Bible says, he's able to cause everything to work together for his good and to his praise. Woo! 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 Let the church say amen. We pray that something has been said to you today and right where you are, captured you into the spirit of our church. I